Hey everybody, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Positive Affirmations for Calm. Today, we're diving deep into something that can feel a little tricky, self-compassion, especially when stress starts piling up like dirty dishes after a party you didn't want to clean. Ever get caught in that inner critic loop where you're your own worst enemy? Why did I say that? I should have known better. Sound familiar? Well, let me tell you, we've all been there. But the good news is, self-compassion isn't about letting yourself off the hook or becoming a pushover. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer your best friend when they're going through a rough patch. Think about it. Would you berate your bestie for making a mistake? Would you pile on the pressure when they're already feeling overwhelmed? Probably not, right? You'd probably offer a listening ear, a warm hug, and maybe even some chocolate, because let's be real, chocolate fixes everything. So why do we often treat ourselves with such harshness when we're stressed? It's like we forget that we're human, capable of making mistakes and feeling vulnerable. But here's the truth. Embracing our imperfections is what makes us truly unique and strong. 5 key takeaways to master self-compassion. 1. Reframe your inner critic. That voice in your head constantly whispering negativity? Yeah, it's time to challenge that. Start by recognizing when those critical thoughts pop up. Then, gently rephrase them with self-compassionate language. Instead of, I'm such a failure, try, this didn't go as planned, but I can learn from this experience. 2. Practice mindfulness. Stress often stems from dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. Mindfulness helps us stay grounded in the present moment. Try taking a few deep breaths, focusing on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, and touch? This simple practice can calm your mind and create space for self-compassion. 3. Acknowledge your humanity. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, faces challenges, and feels overwhelmed at times. It's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge that these experiences are a normal part of life. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer to someone else going through something similar. 4. Cultivate gratitude. Shifting your focus to what you're grateful for can work wonders for your self-compassion. Take a few minutes each day to reflect on the good things in your life, big or small, and appreciate them genuinely. This practice can help shift your mindset from negativity to positivity, creating space for more compassion. 5. Be patient and kind. Building self-compassion takes time and practice. Be patient with yourself along the way. Don't expect to become a master of self-compassion overnight. Just keep showing up for yourself, even when it's tough. Remember, you deserve kindness and understanding, just as much as anyone else. Now, imagine this. You're prepping for a big presentation at work, your stomach is churning with nerves, and you trip over your own feet right before walking on stage. Oof, that can definitely throw you off. But instead of spiraling into panic and berating yourself for the stumble, because we've all been there, what if you paused for a moment and said to yourself, "Hey, it's okay to feel nervous. This is a big deal, and I'm doing my best. Even if things don't go perfectly, I can learn from this experience." See the difference? By acknowledging your feelings, reframing your thoughts with self-compassion, and focusing on your intentions, you can navigate stressful situations with more grace and resilience. So remember, when stress hits, don't turn on yourself. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Practice these key takeaways. Reframe your inner critic, cultivate mindfulness, acknowledge your humanity, practice gratitude, and be patient with yourself. You've got this. And remember, even if things get bumpy, self-compassion will always be there to guide you through the ups and downs of life. Now, I want to hear from you. Share a time when practicing self-compassion helped you navigate a stressful situation. Leave a comment on our website or tag us on social media. Let's build a community of support and encouragement together. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.